In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Joe Biden's recent cancer diagnosis has raised eyebrows among media figures, particularly Brian Stelter of CNN. Following increased scrutiny over the 82-year-old former president's cognitive decline, Stelter labeled the timing of Biden's cancer announcement as extraordinary, coinciding with the release of damaging audio from his 2023 conversations with special counsel Robert Hur. Biden's office confirmed on May 18, 2025, that he is battling aggressive stage 4 prostate cancer, which has metastasized to his bones. Stelter noted the coincidence. Biden received his diagnosis on a Friday when the audio excerpts depicting his struggles with recalling facts were released. Listening to the recordings, many have interpreted them as evidence of Biden's deteriorating mental state. Shifting focus, Stelter promoted Jake Tapper and Alex Thompson's new book, Sin, President Biden's Decline, Its Cover-Up, and His Disastrous Choice to Run. The book offers a disturbing portrayal of Biden's presidency, suggesting his inner circle has hidden the severity of his cognitive issues to maintain his candidacy for the 2024 election. Penguin, the book's publisher, referred to it as a rare public deception, asserting that Biden's family and aides believed he was the only candidate capable of defeating Donald Trump. While Stelter did not directly accuse Biden or his team of manipulating media coverage in relation to his diagnosis, he remarked that the book would have garnered attention regardless. He acknowledged that the focus on Biden's cognitive issues would momentarily shift due to the cancer announcement but underscored its significance amidst the political scrutiny. Hur described Biden as a well-meaning, elderly man with a poor memory, which influenced his decision not to prosecute, citing concerns over Biden's cognitive fitness. The tapes incited political backlash, prompting calls for Biden to withdraw from the race, despite the White House downplaying the fallout. This health update followed recent reports of a small nodule on Biden's prostate that required further examination. Former President Donald Trump expressed his condolences, wishing Biden a swift recovery on Truth Social.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit radaronline.com and hit subscribe.